Good morning, podcast. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, and today we are getting to know Swiss chard. Now, leafy greens are an important part of the diet. They're low in fat and calories, but high in minerals, nutrients, and vitamins. Swiss chard falls into this leafy green category. Now, when young, the leaves of the chard can be used raw in salads, but older plants can be sautéed, braised, roasted, or cooked in soups. Usually, the leaves are separated from the stem as the leaves cook quicker. The stems will be cooked first, and then the leaves will be added near the end of the cooking process. Chard is part of the beet family. That doesn't really matter, but I didn't know it, and I thought that it was interesting, so I thought I'd tell you. Raw chard can have a slightly but not unpleasant bitter flavor. When cooked, the bitterness is taken away, and you're left with a subtle green vegetable flavor. Imagine the flavor of cooked spinach, but not as strong. Now, because the flavor of chard is so mild when cooked, it is easily complemented. Acids like lemon juice or vinegar added at the end of the cooking process enhance the natural flavor of the chard. Now, one of my favorite ways to eat chard and Swiss chard is the same thing, is to pull the leaves away from the stems, cut off and discard the very end of the stem, and dice the rest. Cut the leaves into 1 to 2 inch pieces. Now, heat a frying pan over a medium-high heat. Add 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Once the butter starts to bubble, add the stems and sauté for 2 minutes. Then add the leaves and sauté for another minute or two. Season with salt and pepper and finish with a small squeeze of lemon juice. Now, to braise the chard, start the exact same way as when sautéing. Remove the leaves from the stems, discard the ends, dice the stems, and cut up the leaves. Now heat a pan over medium-high heat. Sauté the stems with a bit of garlic. Add 1/2 cup of chicken stock, white wine, or water. And bring to a boil and then reduce the heat to low. Simmer for about 10 minutes. Now add the chopped leaves and simmer for another 5 to 10 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Add 1/4 cup of cream. Turn the heat up. Bring back to a boil and cook for another 5 minutes. Finish with a tablespoon of butter. Roasting. To roast, start the chard the same way as with the other two processes. This time, drop the chopped stems in boiling water for 30 or 40 seconds, drain, and pat dry. Toss the leaves and blanched stems with olive oil, salt, and pepper, spread out on a sheet pan, and bake in a 400-degree oven for 15 or 20 minutes until the leaves are crisp. That's it. To add the chard to soup, prep it the exact same way as with the other processes. This time, add the chopped stems in with the onions and add the leaves about 5 minutes before the soup is finished. So what can you serve chard with? Well, chard goes well with chicken, pork, fish, or beef. It can be prepared in any of the above ways and served as a side dish. It also works well when mixed in with rice. Now, chard is one of those things that until you try it, you don't know what you're missing. It has such a delicate flavor and works well with everything. Not to mention that it is really, really good for you. Oh, and it's pretty cheap too. So next time you're in the grocery store, grab a bunch, take it home, cook it up, and serve it as a side dish with whatever you're having for dinner. You won't be disappointed. So there you go. That's just getting to know Swiss chard. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com on this Monday morning. Yeah, it's Monday. Sorry. I hope that you have a fantastic Monday day, and I will see you tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow with a brief history of the Mars Company, and I hope you had a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon, everybody.